This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons released a report last week that said there was, quote, reasonable grounds to believe toxic chemicals containing chlorine had been used in an attack in Syria in April of 2018. The Syrian government flatly rejected that report, saying it was full of flagrant falsification of facts and that it lacked credibility. Eyewitnesses and medical workers at the time said more than 40 people were killed in the attack in Douma. The report did not assign blame for the use of chemicals. China's exports and imports fell significantly more than expected in the month of February. Data published Friday by the country's Customs Administration shows China's trade surplus with the U.S. narrowed to $14.7 billion for the month from $27.3 billion in January. China's February exports plummeted over 20% from the same period last year, and imports dropped 5% from a year ago, both considerably more than expected. China's government announced major tax cuts, fee reductions, and a looser monetary policy to combat the economic growth slowdown. The commander of U.S. forces in Africa is casting doubt on whether the Pentagon will complete plans to cut forces in Africa by 10%. As the Department of Defense announced it would do late last year.
And the final point I would make is what we have told the Secretary is that every one of these decisions will be made individually, and if we feel that it's not in our best interest to do so, we will reclaim and push back on the plan that's in place at the moment.
That was General Thomas Waldhauser, the head of the U.S. Africa Command. UK leader Theresa May on Friday called on the European Union for one more push to strike a Brexit compromise deal and said that if Parliament rejects her plan, then Britain may never leave the EU. This is VOA News. Beijing is ramping up calls for political loyalty as an economic slowdown stirs unease within the Communist ruling party. Officials at the annual session of Parliament have responded, falling over themselves to pledge allegiance to President Xi Jinping and his philosophy. Eve Johnson reports.
A show of allegiance at China's annual session of Parliament this week. The ruling Communist Party is ramping up calls for loyalty amid an economic slowdown that has the leadership worried about its grip on power. Leading the call, President Xi Jinping. China's Communist Party has ruled the country for 70 years and has given up little control during that time. In fact, it's recently doubled down. Beijing is also widening the scope of its anti-corruption watchdog as a way to weed out dissent. Meanwhile, no sign that China will change course in the near future. Parliament removed term limits last year, meaning President Xi and his ideas could be around for some time yet.
Eve Johnson reporting. The SpaceX Dragon undocked from the International Space Station early Friday, and an Atlantic Ocean splashdown is expected Friday morning. The Dragon brought supplies and equipment to the space station, where it stayed 5 days as astronauts conducted tests and inspected the Dragon's cabin. The Dragon is the first American commercially built and operated crew spacecraft in 8 years since the end of the Space Shuttle program. The U.S. currently relies on Russia to launch astronauts to the space station at a cost of approximately $80 million per trip. NASA had awarded millions of dollars to SpaceX and Boeing to design and operate a capsule to launch astronauts into orbit from American soil beginning sometime this year. President Donald Trump's one-time campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was sentenced to prison on Thursday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that he didn't do much to help his own case at his sentencing hearing.
From a wheelchair, Manafort told the judge, saying I feel humiliated and ashamed would be a gross understatement. But Manafort offered no explicit apology for his crimes. Judge T.S. Ellis III made note of that before issuing his sentence of 47 months.
At least 25 migrants from Central America died late Thursday in a road accident in Mexico's Chiapas state. 29 others were injured in the accident after an overloaded truck they were traveling in ran off the road and overturned. Citing authorities, local media reported that the driver of the 3-ton truck carrying more than 50 people may possibly have lost control because of a mechanical failure. Thousands of migrants, mainly from Central American countries, embark on dangerous trips through Mexico trying to reach the United States. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.